Hello.
That wasn't the music at all.
Nope. Quite the opposite, little chap.
Hey, everybody.
I fell into my chair.
You made it.
Came from heaven.
Whoa.
Above.
Yikes.
With glad tidings of Bobcast.
Can you imagine?
Iggy pudding.
Can you imagine if heaven was really above us?
Iggy pudding.
You know? On a clear day, it would be like nothing but upskirts.
Oh, my God. Of old people and babies.
Yeah.
All that.
Nobody dies in between.
It would be exactly like getting upskirts of the average person on the street. Not just the average person on the street, but like everybody that you would normally see downstairs.
Yeah.
It would be upstairs, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think if heaven is real, it's eight feet off the ground.
Shit is a little fuzzy here. Do I sound okay to you?
You sound great.
Because if I sound okay to you, then I'll bear through it. I'll power down. Oh, what the...
Yeah, bear down.
Can't hear nothing now. What the fuck's going on? I'm fucking... Oh, God damn it! Headphone camera. Fix that. Technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Culties.
Bye. Please stand by, penis.
Whoa.
Nah, that shit doesn't work anymore.
Brevity.
Ever since all your pod settings got erased.
I know.
Used to have it set up so that when we said bipedis, the show would just end, but it doesn't work anymore. So I can do it with impunity. I have the impunity idol.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, you want to talk about that? Huh?
You want to talk about the upcoming season of Survivor?
You want? I don't know. What do you want to say?
What do you want to? You want to launch right into that already? Jesus
I don't
Christ!
Know.
People just got back and now we're already pushing them away. Huh?
I'm just so excited.
Oh my God!
I'm just so excited about it.
Do you want to explain our absence? Or absinthe?
Fuck.
Or absinthe?
No, we don't know you dicks nothing. That's
hey, you guys, we weren't gone. We just decided not to upload it. We're going to post a clip show for you later of all the stuff that we did while
yeah,
we were gone.
That's what we'll do. We were gone, but we weren't. We were hoarding it. I was laying in a mattress covered in MP3s. Just rolling around in it. No one can listen to these.
See, the thing is, like, to me, I just delete the MP3s, but I keep the wrapper. I don't know why.
Whoa.
What?
Really?
No.
You just got... Is your floor just covered in...
We should sell MP3s.
In empty rars?
You know those candy dispensers where you get, like, a plastic bubble with, like, a toy or... I guess it's not candy ever, but...
Yeah.
You know, a little bubble with a toy or a trinket or a charm in it. You know?
Piece of crap.
If you get one of those, we should put an MP3 in one of those.
How do you do that?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. I can, you know, someone opens up the bubble. That could be like the, oh man, that could be like the literal end, logical reduction of, podcast. Get it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bubble cast.
You know what would be really nice?
Nope.
Okay. Bye. No, a greeting card.
A green card?
Greeting card, man.
Green card?
Yeah. Like, let's talk greeting cards.
You moving to Canada
cards.
To work?
A talking greeting card.
Oh, man, with like 13 minutes of podcast.
Yeah.
You can't pause.
Yeah, you can just close it and open it. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be great?
Maybe get one of those talking bears.
You know, yes.
Talking bear with a chip in it.
Man, that'd be nice.
Get two of them. Let's get Teddy Ruxpin and put rap music in it.
What? That doesn't seem right. That's not educational.
Oh. No, you're right.
Except for Rapper's Delight.
Well, that is the premiere rap song.
Mm-hmm. Can name one line from that song. There's only one line I ever remember.
Lime to a lemon and a lemon to a lime.
Is that in there?
I don't know. Hands in the air like you don't care.
No. That was back before people stopped caring.
Oh, that originated in 1988.
put your hands in the air, and be real self-conscious about it.
Wave your hands in the air like you mean it.
Mm-hmm.
Fucker.
No, just, rum, rum, rum.
Rum?
The chicken tastes like wood. That's the line. That's...
Dude, that's rap music standout bullshit.
See, that's the direction I think rap should have gone in.
Just nonsense?
No, like, this tastes like this.
Oh. You know what? I think... Okay, so rap music, what? 30 years now? What are we at?
80 years.
Okay, 80 years of rap music. Everything is fucking similes, dude. Everything's I'm this, like this, and you're that, like that, and I'm gonna diss you like I was gonna diss you.
Yeah, at best.
And it's like, dude, just say what you mean. Don't throw all these, like, well, if you know what Serpico did in this movie, then you're going to understand what I'm about to do to you.
Exactly.
I never saw just that movie. Don't make me watch a movie to understand what you're going to do to me. God damn it.
I know.
By the time I watch that movie, like, I'm not going to give a shit anymore.
The song will be long over.
That's right. Hold on. Let me pause this movie while I go... Pause the song while I go watch a movie.
They should just say, I am big and strong, and I'm sometimes mean...
I'm the best rapper that you ever seen.
Or heard.
Disagree with me? Name me another rapper that you think is better. Write me a letter. I have send a self-addressed stamped envelope.
Pueblo, Colorado, 81009. Yep. It's just that easy. Just boom. We're just, all of a sudden, we're headlining
you
on Letterman.
You send your letter in the next 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You can pay for shipping and get another one.
They don't know that. I don't think they keep track of any of that shit.
How do they know?
I don't think they do know.
They open the valve every 20 minutes to see if anything comes through. That little pneumatic tube.
Yeah, what happened to that? Come on.
What, pneumatic tubes?
Yeah, you and me should have direct tube action right by now.
Oh, my God. Do you know how many poops you would be sending me?
Surprise poops.
Notice how I didn't say each other.
Right.
I'd be like, hey, man, I baked you some cookies. Here, have the rest of my pizza. Yep. You'd be like, here's the leftover shit. That
would we need two tubes?
Do we need two? No, they're not omnidirectional, I suppose. Huh?
How does that even work?
I don't know. I have no idea. I literally do not know the answer to that question.
Whoa. I just figuratively don't know.
Okay. Yeah. There's a difference.
Yep. No, is there some kind of vacuum in it? You know, when you see those tubes in the movie shows or whatever.
One guy's sucking on the end, and the other guy's blowing.
Is that what it is?
Hmm. Oh man, imagine you have one of those and you just put in some poison darts. Like a handful of them.
Delicious chocolate's coming your way.
Oh, yeah, sweet. Hey man, I'm gonna pour some nacho cheese in. Just stick your mouth up to the thing.
I wouldn't ever trust that.
You know what's weird? Like nacho cheese?
Yeah.
It's just cheese. like when you make nachos, you just put cheese on it, right?
Yeah.
Like it doesn't really change. It's still just it's melted cheese. Okay, I'll give you that.
But you could put it on something else and it's still nacho cheese. That's the mystery.
Well,
that's,
yeah. Like what the
why
hell?
Why is that?
Yeah. Come on. It's not like I'm gonna go to 7-Eleven and go to the little spigot there, and I'm gonna get some pizza cheese on my hot dog.
I like the idea of pizza cheese.
It's just fucking mozzarella.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It doesn't change into a different kind of cheese once you put it on a pizza. Fuck. Stupid.
That makes you mad?
No, it doesn't make me mad. No, it doesn't make me mad.
Not me. I was just telling the, someone.
Misses?
Yeah, the misses.
The old battle axe? Bomb
about the old battle balls?
Just telling the battle bots.
I was telling her about a school lunch that we used to have when I was in school lunch.
Hot lunch on a stick?
When I was in my school lunch program.
Yes.
We had a Mexican haystack. You guys ever have Mexican haystack? You know what
that is? Isn't that just like shit on top of shit, wrapped up in foil and shoved in a shit?
No, I wish we never had foil. Who can be trusted with it? Too many shivs.
Haystacks, that's, hash browns?
Nope.
Oh, shit. Okay, that is fucking potato?
No.
Ah, fuck. hold on, I'll get it. It is... Okay, hold on. Fucking starting from the bottom is not the end. Starting from the top. Cheese.
No.
What?
I know.
It's got the word Mexican right in it. What the fuck?
Yep.
You bullshit.
No, this is real. This is a Mexican haystack.
Right. It was... does it have Robert Stack?
No. Roberto Stack.
Some stuckitos.
You know how like school spaghetti sauce is like just kind of red meat sauce, you know? Red.
Just blood.
Hamburger
blood
with red.
From the they just ring out that meat maxi.
It's that
mm-hmm.
over an ice cream scoop of rice.
What?
Yep.
Not a haystack at all.
Mexican haystack.
So it was rice and sauce.
Rice and sauce.
Then you can do worse.
I know, but that was our Mexican haystack. That was back before we had any Mexicans at all.
Was there spice?
No. No.
Fucking
God, no.
Just put some cheese on that shit, right?
I know.
Am I right? I'm right, right?
You are right, but they didn't.
What about it, instead of that, a scoop of Sloppy Joe meat? Oh, what about an ice cream cone, right?
Okay.
Bottom scoop, rice.
Yeah.
Middle scoop, taco beef.
Okay.
Third scoop, salsa.
I'm liking that. How's it all hanging together there? Cornstarch?
I don't know. Well, maybe not too much salsa. And then I guess the cone would have to be made out of, like, salty tortilla or something.
Bones.
Yeah, you can get porcelain ones at the store, you know? It's thick bone.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Yeah. You and me both.
All the hits. I'm gonna do a best of... fucking best of lists.
Best of
the
year,
the
hey,
decade,
year end,
the millennium,
sextacular. All right, yes, wrapping up the millennium. I think flight was a good idea.
Personally,
yeah,
I'm just clarifying that personally. You
right?
I don't have anything to add.
Okay.
Yeah, flight was the best. It was the best.
Yeah, that was. We didn't quite achieve invisibility or...
Oh, and worst? Know, what's the worst? Do you know what the worst is?
Digging.
Nope.
What?
Waterworld. Waterworld was the worst thing to happen on the Millennium.
Oh, jeez.
Ask anybody. It was clear. It's clearly the worst thing that happened ever.
Bunch of dummies. Waterworld is the Ishtar of the future. It's like Ishtar was a fine movie. Waterworld was a fine movie.
I don't even really know what Ishtar is. I just know it as a joke.
It's got a boob in it.
Really?
Yeah.
What the fuck? That immediately makes it better than like half the movies that there are.
I know. It makes it definitely better than any movie without a boob.
How many movies do you sit through and go like, jeez, if only there was a boob in this, we could salvage something.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I know.
Why don't they make a movie? Okay, you know how that movie Showgirls, right?
Yeah.
And lots of boobs just all the time, you know?
Yep.
Why don't they make a movie... Well, lots of boobs all the time, but it's not about dancing girls or
right.
sex or porno or, you know,
right.
It's just something classy and something like maybe some like thriller, some courtroom thing or whatever, but just boobs everywhere, you know? Just pretend like, oh, this takes place in an alternate reality where hippies won and no one wears clothes.
Well,
that's it. But everything's the same other than that.
Maybe it's just when they start the scenes, even. I mean, it could be just like a...
Oh,
you know,
everyone's just getting dressed.
Cop
as they,
drama.
As
yeah, just instead of, you know, like when you're saying the Grand Totino there, it's always just...
Oh, yeah. Like, every scene starts maybe like a minute before it normally would.
Uh-huh.
And so you're in the judge's chambers, and the judge is mulling something over, and it pulls back, and she's kind of an attractive older lady, right?
Yeah.
And, but she's not, doesn't have a robe on yet, right?
Right.
She's like, well, better get dressed. It's time to get ready for court. So, you know, she's like... She's getting dressed real slowly, right? You know?
Yeah.
And you have like a minute of that. And so, then when she's all done, there's a knock at the door, and she goes, come in, and it's one of the prosecutors or some shit. You
know?
Yeah. And then they have like a court conversation that's whatever. You know, I don't care about that, but just just for instance.
I think every scene should end with the main character in that scene taking a shit.
Just sure, why not?
Good minute,
we've already established
and
what's happening at the beginning.
Yeah,
and then like after the meeting, it's like, okay, great, we got him. Right where we fucking now, we're in cahoots, and we're gonna fucking put this innocent guy away. Judge, thanks for turning to the dark side. Judge, yeah, no problem. Okay, see you later. And then the guy leaves, and Jerry's like, well, I'm going to take shit.
Shit. And they're just squeezing it out for like a minute and a half, and then it's the vertical wipe. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, out to the next scene. So for that, just that one frame, you can actually, it's like pieced together. It's like, oh, she should.
But for the purposes of this, in our script, it'll be called back to front. I mean, front to back. Yeah. Shit.
I don't know which way you're supposed to. Side Star to side. That would be pretty thorough.
Yeah.
I'm going to try the star wipe next time.
I thought everyone was a star wipe.
Oh.
Oh, we have fun here on the podcast.
Yep, we know how to do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, Waterworld. Waterworld, worst thing of the millennium.
Yep.
Flight, the best.
So, okay, but that's just for the millennium. Let's just go for the past decade, because everyone's talking about decade. We're closing out the decade here in 2010.
Well, when did Waterworld come out?
Yeah, bro, 1998.
No. Oh.
1974.
Well, then what's the new one of that?
1676.
Is there one
Postman?
Of Postman? Postman. People love that.
What?
There was
no water in it.
Oh, shit.
Did I say Waterworld? I meant Spice World.
Oh.
Wait, no, I meant Dune.
Yeah. I meant Ice Pirates. I like Waterworld. I've seen it on TV. I thought it was fine. I don't know. It's a little
You're not thinking of Shark Week, are you?
Maybe. But no, it's got Dustin Hopstein wearing he's got the little weirdy eyeball stick-on thing.
Isn't he the guy from the brother from the guy from the Beastie Boys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Org. What?
It hurts.
Which one? Okay. Here, let me do this.
You know what I heard?
Alright. What?
Did you hear that rumor that Marilyn Manson is actually Paul Schaefer?
No.
Oh yeah, it's true.
That it's a rumor.
That's Paul Schaefer in the future. I mean, in the future, Paul Schaefer in the past.
From
what?
So he wrote "It's Raining Men."
Yeah, Marilyn Manson wrote that.
Nice.
But like in the future past, like not the one that we know, but he goes forward and then he goes back, right? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You think in that song they never come right out and say, but do you think in the song "It's Raining Men" they're raining boner side down?
Burger side?
Boner side down. You think
boner
it's
side. Oh, yeah, when it's of course.
Raining
it's
men,
more aerodynamic that way.
Yeah. Man, that landing would stub.
Oof. Set to receive charge, ladies.
Yep. Bunch of fat ladies in that band. You know? That wasn't this past 10 years, though. Past 10 years. What's your top, Pizzone? Pizza?
Yeah. Top pizza item of the past 10 years?
Yeah.
There's been no good pizza developments in 10 years.
What about
prior to that, we had stuffed crust, you know?
That was more than 10 years ago?
Oh, yeah. Dipping, crust dippins? That was more than 10 years.
Soppins?
Papa John's butter?
Yeah.
I can still taste that. Fucking no pizza developments, huh?
No.
They try. They're like, we put everything to the edge of the crust now. It's not new. It's not the same.
No.
I mean,
cheese is creeping under the crust. It's
yeah.
It's gone all the way over. And
you call me when you use nacho cheese instead of pizza cheese.
Yeah. They should have that.
we still don't have a pizza drink, so.
No.
That's something to look forward to in the next 10 years, hopefully.
Man.
Pizza milkshake.
I'm shocked.
I don't know. What's the big pizza development?
They really rested on their laurels.
Clearly, it has not all been done. There's more to be mined and harvested.
And it hasn't been perfected, obviously, because I'm still eating it.
That's right. I know. More like I'm still eating other stuff.
No, I don't know. I think after I had like the pinnacle of pizza, like once I had, like,
you would never want any more.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to mess around and accidentally get the bad stuff anymore.
I don't think that's true. You
nope.
Just move on to cabbage rolls.
Yeah, now I'm going to find the perfect cabbage roll.
when you were 6 years old, you decided you were on the quest for the perfect pizza, and you wouldn't rest until you got that, and you're still looking.
pizza hasn't kept up with my my quest, though. I'm always one step ahead.
Is Mike West?
Yeah.
Mike Wild, from Wild West. Wild, yeah. Wild West?
Yeah. Artemis. What? Oh, God.
What? Left palate?
I'm going to get the whole listening audience sick. Can you feel it, listening audience? Can you feel
infection.
My infection. Yeah, my hot, germy breath in your... You feel that? Oh, did I brush my teeth today? No, I didn't.
Yeah, hot Jeremy breath.
Yeah. I drank your milkshake because it was in a movie.
Did it? You know what? Here's what we should do.
Daniel Davis-Lewis was in that movie. I didn't see
Let's do a mashup of that and that milkshake song. Get it?
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Hey, that's stop doing mashups.
Mashups, that was the thing.
My New Year's resolution for the next decade. Decade resolution.
Yeah?
Fucking stop putting shit on top of other shit.
Everything separate?
That's right.
No multi-tracking.
Yeah. One take. Everything,
here's my comic.
One take.
Here's my pencils, here's my inks, here's my colors. It's three Just separate
do it.
Things.
Just go. Just do it.
Don't put them together.
If you... it's fake, otherwise.
Yeah.
You know, so it's you like when someone sings their own... Sorry, I didn't mean to...
Well, no, but this is the decade of genuine, you saying?
This is the next one? No, that was last decade. We failed.
What are we doing this
week? Go back to being shitty.
We have to go back.
But, you know, when you hear a singer and you hear their background vocals and you can clearly tell it's them singing their own back...
Yeah.
You know, harmonies? Like, it sounds good because those voices are, you know...
Obviously, they blend.
Yeah, and often people are asking, will it blend?
Right. But you don't want things to be put together anymore. So you think that this decade it should be, here's a blender. The blender's just on. Empty blender. Would you go to that site? I don't think so.
No, I mean, you gotta put stuff together, obviously. But, you know, don't do it to be clever. Do it because it tastes good.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of like, wouldn't it be funny if we put your face on a muscle man? On a muscle milk. You ever seen muscle milk?
Grosses
me for a product.
Yeah, I know. Muscle milk. It's raining men.
Did you watch that pilot for that David Cross Britcom?
No.
Only Poor Decisions of Todd Margaret. You watch that?
No, I did not.
It's pretty good.
Okay. Was that this decade or last decade?
It just came out. It's pretty funny.
So, but did it come out for next year?
You're allowed.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. That man is welcome in our home. We are both me and Heather are face friends with that self-same David Cross that was her ex-boyfriend in the first place.
Oh, okay. Did he get fat?
No. He did get really gross looking and moved to India. I can't think of anything grosser.
Alright, what are you saying? There's no sort of correlation there?
No, it's just causation.
Oh. What? Being gross looking causes you to move to India. Got it. Phew. yeah, no, it was good. And there's he gets sent, his company sends him to England to sell this energy drink.
What's it called?
His boss is Will Arnett, by the way.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. So, okay, then I'll watch that.
So, yeah, exactly. Right?
There we go.
And the energy drink is called Thunder Muscle. Thunder Muscle? I think that's what it's called.
Wow.
Something like that.
Does he ever say club sauce?
No.
That's the best he could follow any. I bet, you know, I bet there must be just reams of blooper reel of him saying club sauce in various roles.
Yeah.
See The Hangover? That was alright. I don't know.
That was good for the decade, I would say.
It's pretty good.
Fit right in there. Belonged, yeah. I think.
And too much of the straight guys. The plain guys, you know, just like Plains. The, hey, where are the other guys? We got two funny guys, and we got some other guys.
Wait, who were the funny guys?
Zach and Aphalakalis and...
Yes.
Eldhems.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then who were the guys who weren't funny to you?
I don't know.
Mr. T?
I could not name them.
Jackie Chan?
Speaking of Mr. T, you seen that? See what they got? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on, I gotta adjust my knob here. It sounded like a put through the dolphin module.
You know what I hate about dolphins?
Yes.
No, but rum, rum, rum.
The do rum, rum?
I saw someone that took a, you know,
shit.
A bunch of months ago, they were like, hey, well, we'll take Airwolf.
I like it so far.
And,
no, I don't.
And we'll make it about Star Wars. I'll take the Airwolf intro and put a bunch of Star Wars footage on there, and then it'll be... I mean, Magnum P.I. No, I mean... Whatever. I don't know. They did it to the A-Team now, too, and I'm just like, you could just stop doing that. But just,
That's what I'm saying.
Stop. No, I won't even say stop putting stuff together. Stop putting Star Wars into stuff.
Oh, fuck.
Would God be damn. Fine.
I know you like it. I like it too. Okay, I'll admit it. Fuck,
right.
Fine, I'll admit it. I like it. Shut up.
It's like every morning I
stop
wake up.
Stop pushing your pro Star Wars agenda.
Every morning I wake up and the internet goes, hey, you remember Star Wars?
Well, now there's a stormtrooper painted like Spider-Man, which I actually kind of liked.
That was pretty cool.
But
I hadn't
seen
that.
That's not bad. I was like, I hate it when you have to ask yourself, do I like this? Because you should know. And I knew that I liked it.
Yep.
But everyone else is fucking making me hate it. And it's not, you know, it's not the same thing as hating something because it's popular.
No.
That's not why. But it's fucking knock it off.
I
agree. What are you doing with your life?
Internet.
What are you
going
to do?
Is that from the movie? Is that Gran Tostino's? Was he in that? What was the moral of that story?
What are you going to do when Hulkamania runs wild on you?
What's up?
Nothing.
All right.
Boo cheese.
Do you have one of those little bell candies? The ones that are actually shaped like a bell? Can I have one of those?
If I have any.
If you have any. Okay.
Balkan candies?
They're little Reese's peanut butter bells. Spencer says recess.
Recess?
Yeah.
What a dummy.
Yeah, I know. Man, we were playing a game of chess in front of Heather's dad. It's just driving him up the fucking wall.
Who? The dad?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he knows about chess and he knows how it's supposed to be played supposed to be doing. And,
I thought maybe he was like, fucking nerds.
No. It was maybe me and Spencer's like eighth game of chess ever or whatever. And,
yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you just...
Yep.
Did you... Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah. I like that. It just... And I had to take Spencer to the doctor. We had a bunch of stuff to do, so like I was trying to hurry the game along. And we were getting down on the last few pieces and whatnot. And so I just walked into a trap. You know? I was just like, hey, I'm over here, dog.
Did Heather's dad make a Star Wars joke at it?
No.
Oh, good.
No, he made a Casablanca joke at it.
Oh. That was the Star Wars of the previous generation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, let's go back in time and find out what that was.
Diddle-a-ba.
You know, because you know how like Titan AE comes out, you know, in the past, and it's all like it's a Star Wars for a new generation. Little did they know,
right?
The same, very same Star Wars would be the very same Star Wars for all generations forever.
Yeah.
Even the new generation of Star Wars is not the Star Wars for a new generation, but
no,
taste of a new generation. No, but
the new Star Wars movies are the Titan AE for. Two generations from now.
Yeah, exactly. But there was, like, everything that came out, they were just so eager to be like, it's new Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's just a space thing. Don't worry. So, what is the previous Star Wars to the previous, like, you know? To the old generation.
Well, Star Wars came out in the 50s.
Yes.
I'm assuming.
Yes.
Because it's so old. Harrison Ford looked young in it, so it must have been the 50s.
But he still had an earring, right?
Mm-hmm. And his right ear.
We should go back and digitally remaster it and give Han Solo an earring.
Now, here's the thing about...
Can we stop talking about Star Wars, please?
Yes, we can stop talking about Star Wars.
No, evidently we cannot.
No, we can.
Okay.
And here's how I'm stopping talking about Star Wars.
All right.
At the end of Empire...
Mm-hmm.
See what I did?
No, we're going to talk about Return of the Jedi?
Fuck. No. When Lando...
Everyone knows that's the best one.
When Lando's driving Han's car...
Lando Lakes.
And they go to pick up Luke. from the antenna thing.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
According to the... Now, I never noticed it before, but according to the Family Guy Empire Strikes Back special...
Oh, was that good?
It was not. It was not as good.
As the real Empire Strikes Back?
It was definitely as good as that, but it was not as good as the first Family Guy Star Wars one.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it seemed like maybe they should have not done that at all, ever. Yeah. Hey, Seth MacFarlane, retire, please. Just knock it out.
That my favorite line got some action, though. That maybe they smell this way. And yeah, but
what?
You know, it's pretty good. I thought they smelled all right the first time or whatever.
Yeah, it smells fine.
What? What?
Look at the nut in here.
Oh yeah, it's an almond.
So, I also like the line where Princess Leia asks everybody to shave her vagina.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. No, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Can someone get this carpet out of between my legs? She said.
You can both play DS. I don't want to be
like my favorite part of that was when Chewbacca explains to everybody that his gun is called a bowcaster.
Hey. What did you just say?
I want to do a white cartridge.
You catch that?
Nope.
The kids want to play DS. And Allison wants.
White cartridge.
White. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the only one she wants to play is a white cartridge.
Love it.
Because it's got that coloring game on it.
That's one. Mm-hmm. I have that one.
It was the last time.
I got one for my brother, but it didn't come with a white one. It came with a gray one. They're getting smart.
Oh, yeah, that is nice. Because right now I feel weird playing it on airplanes and shit.
I like it because you go on a bus or an airplane and you see all the people who have them and you're like, yeah, that's right. You're Asian. It's always the Asian kids who have them.
Really?
Yeah.
We still don't have any Asians. We got a lot of Chinese, but we don't have...
You know. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. No. Should get on that.
No, so Landa.
Uh-huh.
Landa's driving Han's car. Go pick up Luke.
The one that he won in a game of shuffleboard.
Yeah. And he's wearing Han Solo's clothes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The vest and the shirt.
He took off his blue robes.
Well, that's the thing. They pointed out the fat Seth MacFarlane character. No, I mean the little, what is it, Roy Blunt Jr.? What's his name? Come on.
Mm.
Seth Green?
Yes. Okay.
It was all...
Seth Jr. Ugh,
no, really, you should look at the thing. And I'm like, all right. So yeah, he's wearing Han Solo's clothes. Well, that makes perfect sense. He just got all freaked out and all sweaty and whatnot from Darth Vader showing up and making him eat dinner, you know?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And naturally, you know, when he gets in a Han's car, he's like, I'm going to take a shower. You know, oh, I mean, these clothes are all dirty. I'm just wear something to Han's. And of course, you know, Han's going to have like a whole closet full of that fucking vest and the stripy pants, you know? There's my no prize. Family Guy dicks. You know?
So what? They acknowledged it and you hated it?
No.
You wish they didn't?
No, it's just like, I think it explains itself.
You thought of it first.
No,
You're mad because you thought of it first.
Mm.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, better luck next year.
Yeah, beats in Star Wars.
Because you demanded it.
That's right.
Readers wrote their letters in, and they said, more of the same.
Yep.
I want the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's all people want.
Status quo.
Cum farts.
Yeah. Well, good. Good. I think this is a
good.
Nice
you'll like it? Fuck you. I don't like it? Fuck me.
Yeah.
You don't like it? Let's fuck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. If I was just on here talking to myself, self, you know?
Technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Culties. That wouldn't be no good, but as long as you're here to laugh, then people know when to laugh.
Yeah, man, we got our own built-in laugh track.
I was thinking about making a comedy record and just taking all the laughs from other comedy records. Not taking the jokes, just the laughs.
You gotta clear that with sampling or with the
I don't
sampling
know.
Industry recording?
I'm not sure.
Guys?
Well, did all those people sign a release, you know?
No.
Yeah.
No, they didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I'm just nah.
Just put them all on top of each other. It'd be like
yeah.
Bill Redman's company record is as funny as Steve Martin, Richard Pryor, and Patton Oswalt put together.
That's right.
And also an episode of Good Times.
You could pan them however you want. You could yeah.
You know, I panicked and I said Good Times because I couldn't think of the name of Three's Company.
What?
Sorry. I was trying to think of Three's Company on the fly and I couldn't do it. I could picture it, but I couldn't say the words, so I panicked and I said Good Times.
Were they on at the same...
Oh, not, it doesn't matter. I just couldn't.
No, I mean, like, you know, when you were a kid, like, oh, what's that show? Oh, what was on after it? All right, Good Times.
I don't know why that happened, but it did. I thought it would explain it, and I thought it'd be interesting—a little peek behind the curtain for the listening audience.
Mm-hmm. Brain curtain.
The beef curtain.
Yeah.
Wait.
It's raining beef.
Yeah, we should write a song that is from the opposite point of view of that. Yeah.
What?
Like, holy shit, how did we get into the sky? And why are we falling dick first?
Falling dick adult first.
Magic? What's with all them febrons?
I agree. And then we'll get Marilyn Manson to sing it.
Yep.
And
mm-hmm.
then that'll close the Stargate. That's what's going to happen?
Star wipe?
Yeah.
Oh, the Stargate, I get it.
Yeah.
Stargate.
It's nice to be back. Nice to be back home. Back in the saddle. Back on the mic.
Black in the saddle.
Back in... Oh, shit, this was recording.
Uh-oh. Now what?
Well...
Was it streaming to the internet? Or was it immediately posted?
I wish. No.
What if we could just, like... We do a radio show. We do, like, an internet radio show. And here's when it's on.
Yep.
Tune in. And if you can't, you blew it. You missed it.
Yeah, you could try to get an MP3 from someone else, not us.
You don't record it. Man, imagine that.
Did you watch The Best Show last night?
No, I was watching a hockey game and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I forgot. No, I may go back. I'll probably go back and listen to it eventually, but I just, you know. It's hard.
Yeah, you got so much to... You know what I listened to last night? Instead of The Best Show, because I didn't realize it was on.
Hold on. No.
All right. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Is it a radio?
No.
Is it a TV?
No.
Is it the internet?
Yeah.
So it's on the internet. Okay.
Good. Yep.
That was four questions, right?
Okay.
Okay. Is it radio?
No.
Ah, shit. That was the same question. Tricked you.
Oh,
internet.
Yeah.
It wasn't... Was it music?
No.
So it wasn't Triple J.
Right. Not music at all.
Was it a... Was it like a story? Was it like a fictional story?
There were some stories.
But were they real stories, or is it like a...
I don't have any way to check. I trust them, though.
Was it Radiolab?
No.
Should have been. Okay, what was it?
It was like all the Louis C.K. videos on YouTube.
Lucy?
Lucy K.
Lucy K.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Lucy Nisley?
The bald redhead guy.
Oh, yeah, you were listening to some Lucy Nisley comics.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And now I'm afraid of tampons.
You're bad.
And then my cat watched me read a book.
Stop.
You're mean. She was so nice to me.
She was nice to me, and then she forgot me.
She gave me her $20 print for free, which is good because that was
actual retail cost. I would have bid a dollar.
I still have it hanging up.
Yeah. Oh, so the Louis C.K. videos are good? Isn't that Box Brown's cat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good. It spanned his whole career. It went all the way back to, like, checkered tie and full head of hair.
Mm.
I mean, it was... Mm. And then, you know... It's kind of nice hearing that the bits of the same routine from four different audiences, you know, four different shows, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just the little tweaks to his delivery, the stuff that he left out. That was what I found most interesting, the stuff that he was, you know, like, I'm not going to do that this time.
You know what would be great? Here's what would be great. You do like three camera shoot, you know, like a DVD shoot kind of thing of your act, right?
Okay.
And you do the same act like every 5 years or whatever, you know? So you get all that of different clothes and hair effects and stuff, mm-hmm. and then you edit it all together into one special, and each time the camera angle changes, it's 5 year old, not yeah. 5 year old, 5 years, 5 years older, later.
Yeah,
or younger. Yeah,
I do like
it'd
that.
It'd be kind of interesting.
That's a long form project right there.
Oh, of course, but it's fucking, no one's prepared to do that shit, you know?
Man, totally. It's just much easier to just
you can't
slap
fake
some
it.
Star Wars footage onto a
oh shit. Fuck.
How come I never seen no Stormtrooper Darth Vader, you know, do that? Hey.
Hmm, interesting. What about you wearing the vest and the RCMP pants, right? And the pirate shirt, right? Mm-hmm. And the blaster at the hip there,
yep.
right?
Yep.
And then you just wear a Darth Vader helmet on top of that.
Man, blow fucking people's minds.
I'm better than you. You never thought of that?
No,
not you.
I didn't.
I mean you.
I would,
I mean
I would
the audience.
Put Hamster Dance as the background music on that. That's what I would do. Yep.
What about
Lady Gaga should cover the Hamster Dance song.
Here's what I would do. I would dress up as Yoda, right?
Okay.
Best Yoda face you can get.
Right.
And then it's like the MODOK costume, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the Jonas Venture costume, right? Just a little yes. body, and then you wear all black or whatever. You try and disguise your real body, and then you just have like a little floating Yoda baby.
But instead, Han Solo outfit?
Yeah. Yoda face. Chewbacca. You dress up as Chewbacca, and then you put on the clothes of Han Solo.
Oh!
Fucking genius. Done.
Chewbacca costume, Ewok yes. head. People be like, what? This yeah. can't be. They can't make. There's not enough midichlorians in the whole pizzaverse to.
Oh, boy. We have fun here on the podcast.
That's right.
We enjoy bringing it to you, and it could not be made possible without the generous support of these corporate entities as follows. Suchly, for starter, Massimo.
And to be determined.
And dot, dot, dot.
Yep. And many, many more, etc. Figuratively many more.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Atomic Henry Studios. Quit saying that. I'm going to remind people.
Good morning, Lance.
If you want to record a thing, you come on down to Atomic Henry Studios. We got mics!
Okay, I gotta go.
Good morning, Teller. You gotta go.
I do.
Where
you going? I gotta work today.
Oh, all right. Can you just bring your mic with you?
I don't think I can.
Can't we just continue this talk on the tram?
I transformed into Astro Train.
You know what you need to get is an iPhone.
Oh my God! You know what? You're right.
With Skype on it.
Then I can stop talking to people at parties.
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting on Steve's case about that.
Really?
He's, you know Steve.
Yeah.
You know. And so sometimes...
Oh, so you kind of face blanket.
Sometimes he'll just sort of sit in the corner and pull out his phone when he's feeling a little insecure, you know, or, you know, no one's talking. Just pull out the phone and check his email and stuff. And, yeah, that's cool. You know, do what you want. I don't fucking care. But... I bust the chops a little bit. I don't want to be like, hey, that's wrong. Knock it off, you know. But it's
right.
like, hey, do you realize how often you're on that thing? Just by the way, you know.
Right.
Maybe be aware.
Do you say this in person or do you text this to him?
Oh, no. I've never said it to his face.
You just put it on his wall.
People do that. You know, people check their shit all the time, and it's like, fucking put your shit away. You're with friends.
Maybe.
Hey, you guys are, you know, because to me, it's kind of like, you guys are boring. I'm going to find something more interesting on the internet. And you know what?
Yeah,
you won't find it. You won't people find it not, while I'm at the party.
They're not going to mistake that for arrogance. They're not. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
no,
they're not going to interpret.
I know.
You know, come on.
But I just think it's
oh, that's all, Steve. He's so overbearing.
Yeah. I just think that there's etiquette that has not been established.
Yes.
For such things, and you know, maybe it never will. Maybe it's people just go, well, it's this new thing, and that's how people act. And because you know what, cell phone etiquette. How long has everyone had cell phones for? Would you say 10 years?
Yes.
Easy 10 years.
This decade, yes.
You would best invention of the decade, I say.
Yep.
But you have to think that within 10 years, people would sort out. Now we all know not to use them.
Yes.
In the theater, and if you're talking on the bus, don't talk about who you fucked last night in front of kids and stuff like that. You know.
Only who you plan on potentially fucking.
Right.
Don't go rattling off your conquests. Just lay out your plans.
I agree.
All right, you better go.
Yeah, I still have to fucking make some lunch or something.
I thought you already made lunch. Hold on a second.
I have rice.
Was dinner. That was the last food I updated.
No, I have like rice there, and I have tofu there. I just need to like quickly fritz up some vegetables and then shove it all together.
Hold on.
What?
Watched a hawk. Played a bit of Zelda. Gonna go hit it now. Prepped some lunch for tomorrow.
Prepped is the key word.
Okay, all right.
Did not complete. No, that's the thing. I made the rice. I made the tofu. And it's... I just need to do some vegetables and then assemble it all.
All right, then.
What?
Nothing.
What? Oh, well, hey, I could have done that before, and this could have never have happened.
Diddle-a-ba, diddle-a-ba, diddle-a-ba.
Save it for the clip show.
Diddle-a-ba-petus.
Happy birthday. It's my birthday today.
No.
This is after the birthday show.
Oh, right.
Let's start planning the Christmas show.